Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pop Culture Ninja. I'm Nathan, here with Nathan. Nathan, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's a little bit different, a change of venue for us in terms of where we're located this time.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in your house.
We are, yeah, we're in my house.
With a Yeti microphone.
Yeah, so we're just messing around with it a little bit. For you and I, Nathan, it's a good 20-minute drive to the church where we podcast. Typically,
and it's a 2-minute drive to our houses.
Yes. So, you know, we're here just seeing if this is going to work out well. We did a few sound checks. Seemed to be going all right.
We've got a really professional setup here.
That's right.
We have a microphone with a sock on it. And it looks like it's weird.
Yeah. Sitting on top of a box.
Nathan has assured me it's a clean sock.
That's right. But we got the microphone sitting on top of the empty microphone box, so it's kind of raised up to our mouth level, sitting on top of a TV table.
Yeah, I'm hesitant about getting that close to the sock, so my voice sounds far away. But it's good to be back.
It is, yeah. We were away, things got busy. I ended up taking a last-minute trip down to Virginia to help out my father-in-law set up for podcasting stuff, because he's going to be doing one with sports. So I was down there helping him get set up, and you were sick.
Yes, I lost my voice almost completely. We could have done something last week, but it would have sounded mostly like Yoda or Gollum or something, and there would have been a lot of, I don't know, everything was a little too juicy
last week. Yeah. Didn't want to be getting that close to you last week. A couple quick announcements here. Want to remind everyone that we have the Honeygo Wine and Spirit Beer Fest coming up. We are giving away a ticket for that. One here on Pop Culture Ninja, one on These Go to 11. The way you are able to get entered into that is by retweeting or reposting something on Facebook that we have about the Beer Fest. So if you repost something that we have about the Beer Fest or retweet something we have about the Beer Fest, you'll automatically be put into that drawing. Now, the good news is, for those of you who are crossover listeners, you just do one on each and you're put in, so you potentially could win two tickets. But we will be giving one away. September 6th, we'll go ahead and we'll make the announcement for that thereabouts. September 6th, we'll make that announcement. So, and the Beer Fest is September 24th. It's a Sunday from 12 to 4. So, good time. Make sure you show up for that. Anything I'm forgetting with the Beer Fest, Nathan?
I do not believe so. So, between now and when in September 6th, there's going to be multiple opportunities. But they need to stay in tune with the Facebook page.
Correct.
And the Twitter feed.
And the Twitter feed, yep. We also have another contest going on. I believe the last time we were on, Nathan, we said about mid-September we're going to start getting back into really getting some prizes out to
people. Yeah, we've kind of accumulated some more prizes along the way and things like that. We did some initial waves of that. But we're back. What we really are looking for are iTunes reviews, honest iTunes reviews. I mean, We don't want you to post something you don't truly believe, but we do want to get people to post reviews. That helps the show in terms of its visibility on iTunes, and it helps more people discover it, and in doing so allows us to, I think, better prepare and better bring a little bit more content to the table. We have a larger audience to kind of draw from. So please take the time to do that, and in September, we'll start pulling prizes. But what we will do is, from the point when we left off, somewhere around July, we'll look in. I've got the list. I've got an Excel spreadsheet set up that shows us where we stopped and where we're picked back up. So anyone who's left any sort of review since the last time we pulled prizes will be eligible, and we'll probably pull four or five, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that sounds great. So then the last announcement that we have is our book reading. That's been underway. Nathan, you said you actually finished the book.
I did, and I've been, you know, meant to get in there and get everything set up. Now that I've finished the book, I'll be starting tonight with getting a place where we can discuss and starting some discussions. The book's great, so if there's anyone who's listening to this who hasn't read it yet, still there's time to pick it up. It is not a very difficult read, I didn't find. it's Ransom Riggs is the author. It is it's written in such a way that is very. It has the feel of almost like a movie. You know, mm-hmm. it's not. It doesn't read like a script. Like when I was reviewing Harry Potter, where
right.
it's literally a script, but it has that fast paced. It's very vivid in its own way. It's dialogue driven in some ways, but it's a great book. It's the element that I was impressed with was the. He's taken a lot of really old, weird pictures. You know, that yes. kind of like old family photography. We're like, yes. what the heck was happening here?
Yeah, talk about awkward family photos. I mean,
and he's built them beautifully into the story, though, in such a way where you almost feel like he's created the photos to go with the book.
Yeah.
But it's not quite like that. So he's got a sequel, and I'm looking very much forward to reading the sequel. So I think it's The Hollow City or something like that. So
sounds
I'm looking
about right.
to... pick that one up and start it. My sister and I, Rachel, who's been on the podcast before, we will be doing this week, and we'll kind of coincide with it on Facebook and let everybody give everyone an opportunity to bring some of their thoughts so we have some. And if we get enough feedback, we'll be able to share some of that on the podcast. Rachel and I will be doing a special one next week, beginning of next week. She's finished the book too, where we'll have the first episode dedicated to Miss Peregrine and Home for Peculiar Children. So check it out. It's a great book. And we will provide a little more details on Facebook about what that's going to look like and how you can be involved. But, you know, send us emails or comments, and we will try to make sure that that's included in the conversation when we have the podcast.
Very cool. So I'm actually really excited about this one today, Nathan, because this is right up my wheelhouse. Today we're doing 50 beers in 50 states. So we are sitting down. We're
Thank you for
review.
Not calling it like 50 Shades of Beer.
That's
by the
right.
way.
Oh, I'm sure there's someone out there who has done that though. But no, we are going to travel through
50 Shades of Grey Goose or something.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, we better stop now. so yeah, we're just going to kind of go through the states alphabetically. If you go on to Google and you Google in 50 beers, 50 states, or 50 breweries in 50 different states, you're going to get a whole list of breweries out there by many different people. They're all going to have their opinions, and I just want to put that out there. This is my
the right
opinion. That's
tonight,
right. That's
tonight
right.
is the correct
tonight
opinion.
Tonight is the correct opinion. Tonight is the one that you should listen to. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be up front. There are some things that I'm going to throw out there. There are breweries that I'm going to throw out there, and you all are going to be like, what are you talking about? There is no way you should be recommending that
brewery. Is this going to be like that Arbor Mist thing?
Almost, but okay. not quite. Here's the deal. With beer has such a tradition, and it's so old, and it's been around so long. There are some very well-established breweries out there that just for the experience, you want to go and check them out. Now, this is not what I'm going to recommend when we get to like Milwaukee. I'm not going to recommend Anheuser-Busch, okay? But it is a brewery that's worth checking out when you're out there because it is so old. There is such a history to it.
That's very true. Going to a brewery doesn't necessarily mean that the experience is matched up with the fact that it has the best beer.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Now, can I also say it's kind of ironic and a little sad that this full beer episode, we are not actually drinking. Might be the first podcast we're not drinking beer during the episode.
I know. And part of that is, you know, I actually, in the summertime, my beer consumption, my drinking consumption actually radically drops down because I'm outside in the heat all day. And so I'm just doing what I can to hydrate with water so that when I go out in the sun the next day, I'm not feeling sick and ready to pass out.
And I'm going
to
die right now. So I have a whole case of Heavy C sitting at home that a friend brought over, and it's just kind of sitting there, and it looks at me, and I look at it once in a while, and I walk away. And I have one on the weekend sometimes, but it'll be a little bit of time before...
Right, picking one up again.
Yeah, sailing the seas again.
Yeah. So we're just going to start right off and kind of go back and forth. I don't want to spend an exhaustive amount of time on each of these breweries, but some of them we will pause and we will talk about a little bit more. And a lot of that is just familiarity. You know, I've been to some of these places, some of them I haven't, and so I don't want to dwell on the places that I haven't been to. To kick us off, we have Alabama, Blue Pants Brewery. So if you're down in Alabama, that's going to be one that you're going to want to check out Blue Pants Brewery. I'm going to skip right past and go into Alaska. I'm not really going to say much about that. Alaskan Brewing Company. This one, I will take a little bit more time on. Alaskan Brewing Company, they are one of the largest in the Alaska region. They're huge up there. Cannot get their stuff here in Maryland. I had them from a friend of mine who knew someone in Texas, who, when her parents would go back and forth traveling between Texas and Maryland, he would give them some beer stuff that they could take to her that they couldn't get there, and okay. She would give them stuff that we couldn't get here.
Can you get any of it here?
No.
So where's the closest outside of Maryland you can get it?
Oh, you dog. You asked me that question.
This is purely practical on my end.
Let's see. I would actually have to go back to that because I don't know off the top of my head.
So what are some of the beers they do really well?
Yeah, so there, I mean, again, it's going to depend on what you enjoy. I'm a big IPA person.
Me too.
So you got the DIPA, D-I-P-A, which is one of their nicer IPAs that's out there. So that's probably one of the more well-known ones, DIPA, D-I-P-A. So that's definitely one to check out in that grouping.
Where in Alaska?
They are in Juneau, Alaska.
Cool.
Yep. Arizona. We have Iron John's Brewing Company, Tucson, Arizona. Again. Not a ton of information on there, but they are...
Have you had anything they've done?
I haven't, no. No, haven't. But, again, just kind of one that
If anyone from Arizona is listening, let us know.
That's right. Send us some tweets or send us a Facebook page and be like, right on. Or
send us beer.
Guys,
can they even do that?
It depends. Some states can. Some states, you know, we just check with your post office. See what they've got.
So. Maryland has like the beer monkey that inspects all the boxes.
That is awesome. Actually, you know, it's funny because sometimes they do, you know, the post, again, it depends. Like if you're not real, like some people aren't clever when they ship stuff that they're not supposed to.
I just taped this paper bag around the beer and sent it.
Yeah, exactly. you know, but some people, you know, they ship it and it's like, okay, you know, it's not a, not a huge deal. They just, you know,
we are not actually suggesting that you send us clandestine beer illegally or anything.
Of course not.
We're just saying if you do it,
if you do, we'll totally take it. And another one that I'm going to kind of roll through real quick, Arkansas Ozark beer. I have had some of this before. It's pretty good stuff. Their farmhouse ale is actually pretty good. So if you check it out, their farmhouse ale. Farmhouse ales typically come out in springtime. So
yeah, more I'm trying of a to think. I haven't had too many. I had Blue Moons. Had Blue Moons was okay.
Yeah,
like Farmhouse Red or whatever it was.
Flying Fish, which we'll get to in a minute. They have a really good one. So
no, again, I'm gonna probably ask this every single time. Can we get that one?
Ozark,
yeah.
Cannot get in Maryland.
Okay,
I'll let you know the ones we can get here in Maryland. California, we can actually get a lot of California beers here in Maryland. The one that I'm gonna recommend, Firestone. Firestone is really good beer. When Joy and I were out there this past 2016 in April. We were right across the street from the Firestone Brewery. We just didn't have time to go in and see them because we were so crazy busy. But Firestone, their Firestone Walker, again, IPA, but solid. I mean, really anything you get from Firestone is going to be good. But their Firestone Walker is their flagship. That's the one to look for.
Very cool.
And again, with California, you could almost... you could talk about hundreds of them because you have Stone, Alpine.
Yeah.
You know, just so many great breweries.
Stone's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
They did really good. I think their reputation has increased over the years, and they're they're pretty popular right now.
Yep, yep. So moving into Colorado, there are actually a couple, again, a couple different breweries. I'm going to mention one that's really kind of low-key in terms of distribution. And a lot of these that I'm mentioning, it's going to be difficult to get it where we are, unless it's a bigger state like California, where, you know, they just send loads of stuff out there. But the one I'm going to recommend is Casey Brewing and Blending, Glenwood Spring, Colorado. So that's one to check out. However, since Nathan, you're going to ask me, you know, the all-important question, I will say Breckenridge.
Okay.
Breckenridge Brewery is another fantastic one from Colorado to check out. So that would be higher on my list. That one we can get. The vanilla porter is top notch.
Yeah, so the one, I have actually been to one of these in Colorado.
Have you?
It was in Denver, Colorado. I went to the Great Divide Brewing Company.
Ah.
And
that is a good one.
Yeah, and my favorite, though, I really like, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's the one with the Yeti. Have you seen this?
Yes.
The passing Sasquatch.
Yeah, it's, this is what happens, folks, when you've been out of beer for too long.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's the thing. It was last summer. I was there for a work trip, and there was nothing else going on, and they had the Great Divide brewery there.
Nice.
And I am now looking. But you can get the particular, most of the Great Divide beers you can buy here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those are here in the store. Connecticut, we can get some stuff here in Maryland, but there actually isn't a ton from Connecticut. So the one that I'm going to recommend, OEC Brewing, Oxford, Connecticut. If you're there, check it out. Again, I'm just going to kind of glaze over it because there are some others that I want to spend some more time on, like this one, Delaware, Dogfish Head.
Yes.
Dogfish Head is fantastic. They have their whole line of IPAs. You have the 60, the 90, the 120, which is a limited release, comes out about twice a year. The 120, I'm trying to remember if that's the one. They actually don't give an alcohol rate on it because it's brewed differently. So there's anywhere between a 19 and 21% alcohol ABV on it. So it varies. And because of that, they don't put an ABV on the bottle, but that's the 120 minute. So you also have the 61 minute, which is brewed, in Pinot Noir barrels. So,
that sounds really good.
Yeah. Some people really enjoy that extra kind of wine taste that you get on the finish. And Pinot Noir is a wine. It's similar to a lager in terms of beer. It's just so versatile. You can do so many things with it. When people, you know, are asking for a general pairing, you can give them a decent Pinot Noir and, you know, you can go anywhere with it. Great for, you know, Thanksgiving with turkey, but you can also pair it well with Easter for ham or Christmas for ham, and just kind of goes all over the place. So that one actually is really good. And again, Dogfish Head right in Delaware, you can go up to the beach because it is right on the ocean front.
I've been meaning to go up to the brewery, but I haven't been up there yet. So.
Yeah, I went once, and it was before they actually just recently moved in the past couple years. So I went to the older one before they moved. So the newer one, from what I've been told, is actually really cool. The packaging system that they have in there is really neat to go around and tour in there. So, you know, if you're ever over at is it Rehoboth?
Yes, Rehoboth Beach is in Delaware. There's a few others. There's Lewes, Delaware. Yeah. So if you're ever vacationing up there, or, you know, I have some people who have like summer homes and stuff up there.
Yep. So next on the list is Georgia, and the one I'm going to recommend.
Oh, and let me just.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The Yeti is actually the name of the beer.
Oh, there you go.
So just like the. Yeti is becoming a very popular thing. We have our Yeti mic. If you are one of those people that feels the need to carry a kiddie waiting pool of beverage around with you, you can get those Yeti thermoses or the Yeti cooler where it's like clearly designed for if a redneck actually finally kills a Bigfoot.
That's right.
You actually have a cooler big enough to put him in.
That's great.
Sorry to derail that.
Hey, we're all about tangents here. So Georgia, we have Terrapin, actually. Terrapin is located in Athens, Terrapin. Georgia. Yeah, they have some really good ones. The thing with Terrapin that's really cool, for those of you who are in Maryland, you're like, wait a minute, Maryland Terps, shouldn't that be a Maryland brewery? A Terrapin is just simply a turtle. And, you know, apparently it's quite popular down in Georgia. And so their beer is Terrapin, and the one that's actually really cool is the, I don't know if you've had it or not, Nathan, but their Moohoo.
No, I have not.
It's a milk chocolate stout.
How does that work out?
Yeah,
I'm always, I love milk chocolate stuff, but I had a run in with some chocolate wine once. It wasn't so good.
Yeah, this is actually a little better because, you know, if you notice, most stouts are going to have that coffee or dark chocolate.
Yeah, and I love
it
stouts.
Anyway.
I mean, yeah, they're like a go-to for me. So if it's a good one, I'm hesitant.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll say it's decent. It's not the best thing that you know has ever come out of there, but it is decent. It's good, and it's one that I would definitely recommend. So moving into Florida, and I'm going to quickly touch on this one because we can get some of their stuff here in Maryland and some of it we can't, and I'll explain that in a second. So Florida, Cigar City, phenomenal brewing company. What we can get from them here in Maryland is when they do collaborations. So they'll do collaborations with someone like New Belgium, and because we can get New Belgium, we'll be able to get those collaborations, but we can't get...
And why is that?
It's different... Maryland is funky.
Yeah, for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, but their ability to pull in breweries and for people to get into the scene and break into the scene in Maryland is just very difficult. There's a lot of laws and tariffs and yada, yada, yada. I don't want to get into the political stuff because I'm going to get into a rant and I'm going to get annoyed and I don't want to do that. But just because of the way Maryland is structured and set up business-wise, it's very difficult for a brewery to break in. But if a brewery is already here, like New Belgium, and they're doing a collab, then it's one to get in. So, you know, it's great because they do try with their beers to add those nuanced flavors of the cigar. So, you know, people who enjoy smoking cigars, they will enjoy some of the offerings of Cigar City. It's not just a little kitschy name. That's why they are named that, because they do a lot of, in their collaborations and their brewing, they do a lot of things to try to integrate that pairing in there. So while you're sitting out on your porch drinking a beer, you're smoking a cigar, they just kind of work together that way. Hawaii, I would actually recommend Kona Brewing Company.
Yes. Yeah.
Kona does some really,
actually really good beer. I was hesitant to try it at first,
mm-hmm.
But it's very good.
Yeah. What's one of the ones that you enjoy from them?
Let me see.
Throwing you on the spot real
quick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember because we bought some last year. The beautiful thing, every year we go down to North, we're doing it next week, to the Outer Banks, North Carolina. You can just walk into the grocery store there and buy beer on any day of the week.
Yeah.
So we ended up trying a lot of different things. And I was...
So while you're looking that up...
Get back to me.
So Kona, one of my favorite ones from them, and I don't know that they do it anymore. It was one that they did for 2 or 3 year run. Started at the year I started in the liquor business. And it was a toasted coconut porter. And it was actually really, really tasty.
That sounds good, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
The coconut was subtle in there because, you know, people can really mess up. They can mess
flavored
up.
Flavored beer can be, depending on who's doing it, can be a...
Yeah, it can just be a total screw-up. But the coconut was just subtle enough in there, really blended well with that porter aspect. So you get a little bit of smoke, but not over the top. And then just kind of rounding off nice with some hints of chocolate in there, but not overpowering. You know, it's not like you're drinking an almond bar, but you do get those remnants in there, and so it's very
good. The Castaway IPA. Castaway IPA, that's the one that was my favorite. My wife and I, we were a big fan of the Longboard Island Lager.
Yep.
I think that was the one that we picked up last summer. But Castaway IPA, of the ones I'm looking at here, I think that was probably the best one.
Yeah.
There's also a Fire Rock Pale Ale, but yep, I don't think I've had that.
Yeah, I mean, and to tell you the truth, I think the Castaway and the Longboard are the two that do kind of the best. Fire Rock is okay, but the Castaway and the Longboard.
Yeah, we kind of figured, you know, one was more like a lager, and the other one was IPA, and I figured that probably, it's not true of every brewery, but a lot of times you've got their signature ones, and then everything else is just a variation.
Sure, yep. Next on the list is Laughing Dog Brewing. Nice little brewing company.
Which is located?
In Idaho. Thank you. So yes, Idaho Laughing Dog Brewing. They actually have a nice blueberry ale that they do. That's worth taking your time. It's again more subtle. Some people want.
I was trying to get out there to bigger... them. I was in Idaho last September.
Okay.
And we had it on the schedule. It was work to go out and check it out, but it never materialized.
So yeah. So the next time you're out there, you'll know that'll be one to definitely check and see if you can go ahead and hit up. Illinois, clearly Goose Island. Goose Island is the one that you want to get from them. Really good stuff. They do their Bourbon County series. They have the Bourbon County Stout, Bourbon County Rye. These are sought after beers. Just to let everybody know, if you're interested in getting them, you need to go to your liquor store around the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. That's when you're going to go and you're going to see if your liquor store has these beers. Now, they are not cheap. You're going to be paying anywhere from $16 to $20. That's a reasonable price for these. $16 to $20. If the liquor store company is charging you more, you're getting ripped off. Don't go there.
This is for how much?
You're probably looking at about a 16-ounce bottle.
Okay. Oh, one bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've had it?
I've had it. Yeah, it's great. And actually, I still have two bottles of each of them sitting, aging. So
okay.
We'll have to break into those at some point.
We can have a podcast fully devoted.
That's
to
right. So Indiana, 18th Street Brewing Company. This one, I can't remember if we can or can't get it in Maryland. I can tell you that I never brought it into the store if we could. It's good, but it's just, it's worth checking out if you're out there. But, I don't think we could get it in Maryland. I think that was my issue with that brewery. And again, it wasn't so much the brewery as much as the lovely state of Maryland.
Yes.
So then we move into Iowa. We have Millstream Brewing Company. Again, I'm going to kind of move through some of these next ones.
Have you had anything from Millstream?
I'm not
familiar with them.
I haven't, no, but I've had some friends who have, and so they actually recommended them. They have, let's see, they have a nice German Pilsner that has been recommended, so if you can check it out, Millstream Brewing Company. Defiance Brewing Company from Kansas, they've got a great Imperial Stout to check out that's been done with cocoa nibs and coffee. So something there for those of you who really enjoy that big, beefy stout. Then we go into Kentucky. You have Ethereal Brewing Company out of Kentucky. Again, for them, not an Imperial Stout, but a Russian Imperial Stout. So
Russian Imperial.
Yeah, Russian Imperial. Describe that. So Russian Imperial Stouts usually are bolder than, I mean, you have different levels. So you have your Stout, which is kind of your base level in terms of drinking, in terms of alcohol. Then anything that's got an Imperial in front of it, your IPA, your Stout, right, it's going to have a higher level of alcohol content to it.
Now, what happens when you put Russian in front of it? So when you
put your Russian Imperial Stout, it's just, essentially, it's how a Russian brewery would make their stout. That's okay. That's all it is, which tends to be a little, if you ask the Russian, it's a little bolder, a little better. But, you know, the reality is it's just simply the way it would be made if it was in Russia. Next, we have Louisiana. Louisiana, they've got a lot of them that you can check out. Great Raft is the one there in Shreveport, Louisiana, out of Great Raft. So definitely check them out if you're in that area. One to look out for them would be the they do a holiday beer, so a seasonal one around Christmas time that's worth checking out.
Which one is it?
It's called Awkward Uncle.
The Awkward Uncle, okay.
Yep.
That boasts confidence.
Maine Brewing, got to give the nod to Sea Dog here. Sea Dog doesn't make fantastic beer, but they have a great tour. A lot of their beers are on the fruitier side. They have the apricot, the peach, the raspberry, the blueberry.
They're interesting. I've had the blueberry.
They're summertime easy drinking beers. They're not bad, but again, people are going to be like, oh, why are you recommending them? And again, the reason why I'm recommending them is because to go on the brewery tour, it's worth your time. It's a good tour and it's worth your time. So going into, here we are, Maryland.
We could save Maryland to the end, because I feel like we could cover a few others.
We could. The one that I do want to insert here, just right off the bat, though, because this is such an underappreciated brewery, and it drives me nuts. I really wish people would get more on board. Brewer's Art.
Yes, Brewer's Art is great.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know, is it underappreciated or is it just now kind of coming into focus? I feel like we're just now, like, within the past few years, almost nobody talked about
right.
it. And now, Brewer's Art, everybody's hitting up for the restaurant aspect too. You
right.
know, well, we got to go to the Brewer's yeah. Art, and they are starting to appear everywhere. I mean, I think you guys have had, not you guys, but I think Honeygo has had them at their
restaurant
a couple times. And for anyone who wants to know and is in the area, and Nathan mentioned our contest in the beginning, Brewer's Art will be at this year's. I'm looking at the list right now.
Yeah.
And Brewer's Art is on the list. I thought it was.
It should be. Been on the list every year so far.
Yeah. Well, it was before, and now I'm looking. Maybe I'm just not looking at it correctly.
Just kind of skipping over it.
Well, here's the list. Well, when I looked at it the other day, Brewer's Art looked like it was on there. I'm not seeing it now, but let me do a little more hunting, make sure I've got the right year.
Yeah.
I've got 2016. But Brewer's Art, when I looked at it before, it looked like it was on there. Either way, fantastic beer.
And the thing, what I mean by underappreciated is more people in Maryland are starting to get on it. And if you ask people in Maryland about it, they'll know it and they'll, you know, be into it. But I'm talking about people outside of Maryland.
Yeah.
The people outside of Maryland, if you can get this beer, get it. It's good. So, and if you're ever here, in Maryland, it's definitely, not only do you have the brewery tour, that's great, but the restaurant is really cool. Underneath, you have what's, you know, referred to affectionately as the dungeon. You go down into
an old
row home, into the basement, and, they have a bar set up down there. Very crowded, but really just a neat, neat overall, experience there. Massachusetts. I know I'm going to tick a lot of people off with this one, but Sam Adams in Massachusetts. That's the one you got to check out. Why? Because it's history, people. It is right in downtown Boston on the waterfront. You just, if you're in Massachusetts, that's the one to go and check out. I know people are going to be like, oh, Sam Adams. But again, we're talking about the brewery tours. We're talking about where you're going to go if you're in this area. And Sam Adams, definitely because of the history and everything that's going on there, is the one to hit up. Next, Michigan. So many breweries that we could talk about in Michigan. The one that I'm going to single out is Bell's. And that's just because make... That's right. But they do make fantastic beer over at Bell's Brewing Company. I mean, to me, everything they put their hand on really is fantastic. The Oarsman is kind of a really great almost introduction into sour ales. It's not over-the-top sour like many of them that you tried, but it gives it that little bit of characteristic to it. So as you're drinking it, you're like, oh, okay, I kind of see what people are talking about with this. Their lager is my absolute favorite. It is my favorite lager that's out there. I really like it. It's just so clean and crisp and just does the trick every time.
What's the name of that? Is it just...
It is... I can't remember the name, but it, I mean, it's the lager. If you just go in and like, yeah, I'm looking for Bell's Lager, they'll get it for you. Minnesota, again, Minnesota has some really cool ones. The one to kind of look at is Lift Bridge Brewing Company. Again, check out their Imperial Stout. Silhouette Imperial Stout is the one to get from them. Mississippi, you have Lucky Town Brewing Company. They are one that I have not had, but again, I've had so many people just recommend them to me, and they're people that I trust with my palate. So when they tell me, That's the one that I'm gonna recommend. Missouri, Boulevard Brewing Company. Okay. Out of Missouri, really great company. Their pop-up IPA is a really nice one. Again, you're gonna hear me mention a lot of IPAs, but their pop-up IPA is definitely one to look in and go after because it's really really good. Montana Brewing Company. It's got the name in the name, so why not, right? But aside from that, again, this is a company that I've had a lot of people just recommend to me and say, hey, this is one you want to check out if you're ever out in this area. Nebraska, the one that I'm going to recommend is Nebraska Brewing Company. Really good. I'm trying to remember the names of what they have, but their golden ale is actually really good, and I can't remember what the name of it is, but if you get a chance from the Nebraska Brewing Company, check out their gold ale.
Gold ale?
Yeah. Cool. Nevada. Again, Nevada being so close to the West Coast is going to have a lot of really good ones. Another one that I haven't had, but because it's been recommended, I'm going to throw it out there. Brasserie St. James in Nevada. Brasserie St. James. Reno, Nevada is the brewing company. New Hampshire. That's where I'm
New
from.
New Hampshire.
That's right. I was just out there a few weeks ago. Smutty Nose. Smutty Nose is a really nice brewery up there. They have some really good stuff. Again, their IPA is worth checking out. So
what's the etymology of that name?
I didn't even bother asking.
Fair enough. I wasn't sure. It might be worth attending the brewery tour just to find out why it's called Smutty Nose. Yeah.
New Jersey, again, you're going to get, I think this one is so underappreciated, Flying Fish.
It's because it's in New Jersey.
Well, yes, but they do have good beer. Flying Fish is definitely one that you want to check out. It is their farmhouse ale. I mentioned it earlier in the podcast. Is one of the best farmhouse ales out there, just because of what they're doing. And then they have so many others. I mean, they have a whole lineup, really, you know, pulls well. I remember when I was working and selling this stuff, it was just, it would fly off the shelves. So Flying Fish is definitely, one to check out. New Mexico, again.
And Flying Fish?
Yeah.
You can hold me to this. Flying Fish is on the list for Honey Go.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of the ones that I've recommend that we can get here in Maryland should be going to the Beer Fest.
A decent list. But not. There are some. I don't see the Brewers Arc this year. But it was a previous list. It was a 2014 list. Originally.
Gotcha. New Mexico, I don't know a ton about New Mexico other than I drove through it once and it was long.
I did drive through it and survived.
That's right. Dual Brewing, again, one that was recommended to me because I don't know a whole lot about New Mexico. I don't even know that we can get any beers from New Mexico here in Maryland, to be honest with you. But Belgian Imperial Stout. 14.9% ABV. Wow. That is...
Yeah, that's kind of impressive.
That right there should just say it all.
That seems... That's New Mexico speed.
That's right. New York. New York has a lot of great ones as well. The one I'm going to recommend, Brooklyn. Brooklyn Brewing Company from New York. Pretty solid across the board. Nothing fantastic, but if you're ever in Brooklyn, it's definitely worth checking out the brewery and getting the tour there because it is a good one. North Carolina. There are a few of them. I can't think of any, so I'm just going to throw one out that, again, is recommended to me, Highland Brewing Company.
Where in North Carolina?
They're in Asheville. Okay. So the posh side of North Carolina.
Find me something in Nag's Head.
Yeah.
We were at some sort of brewery and restaurant down there that way, but I can't remember what it was called.
Okay.
There's not much in Nag's Head, so.
No. I mean, really, you've got a lot of, local chain restaurants around, you know, that area, but, Nag's Head is one of the quieter beaches. For those of you who typically go to Ocean City, Nag's Head is really more low key.
So the Outer Banks Brewing Station, that's a wind powered microbrewery.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Their beer is not fantastic, but it is not, it's pretty good. The food there is good. It's, they say wind powered. They're not kidding. There's a windmill right outside.
Oh, nice.
It's usually like the first thing. Jen and I and the kids usually start driving down like at 6 in the morning or even earlier than that. So it's usually the first place we hit about noon.
Yep.
And it's always a good stop for lunch and whatnot. So it's good. I don't think you have the opportunity to tour it or anything. But if you're down that way, it's worthwhile.
Nice. North Dakota. So I'm going to recommend this solely on the name. I don't know anything about it, but with a name, you know, like this, it's got to be good, right? So, Fargo Brewing Company. Now, clearly there's a Fargo, North Dakota, but you have the movie, you have the TV show,
It's made from real wood-chipped human beings.
That's right. Ew.
I guarantee it.
Now we're getting into, like, some Ash vs. Evil Dead stuff there.
Yes.
So, Ohio. Coming into Ohio, you have the Brew Kettle. So, the Brew Kettle is... the one that I'm going to recommend for Ohio, and the 116 IPA. 116 IPA is the one to check out from them. Oklahoma, Coop Ale Works. Don't know a lot about them.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with them?
I know the name, and I've heard friends talk about them, but I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, and again, you know, recommendation based on what I've heard.
Anyone... I know there are people living in Oklahoma. If there are how many people living in Oklahoma who are listening to the podcast
and A, aren't offended by what I just said, and B, have had anything from this particular brewery, let us know, because I'd be interested in hearing about it.
Yeah. Oregon has a lot of really good stuff out there. It's on the West Coast, same mm-hmm. with Washington State, which we'll get to. I'm going to recommend this one just because, again, it's the name. How can you ignore the name? Hair of the Dog.
And have you had it?
I have not. We can't actually get it here. But with the name Hair of the Dog, I mean, it's got to be good, right?
Or it's incredibly horrible. And someone decided that, irony being what it is, many people would never figure that out.
That's true. But either way, I mean, it's got to be worth a look.
That's very true.
Pennsylvania has tons of great breweries. I'm going to list several of them, and I'm going to stop and hang on one. First of all, you have Yards Brewing Company. Yards makes some great stuff. Their Cape of Good Hope IPA, which is a fall seasonal. There's a reason why I strategically, you know, will say, oh yeah, I love their IPA. It's good. This is my favorite IPA. The problem is I can only get it in the fall.
Yes. That is what is irritating. Like, that's true of a lot of really good beer, though. If you think about it, like a lot of the really good stuff, it isn't available all year round.
I know.
The Yards is awesome. I mean, like, even if you can't get a hold of that, there's something else that you'll like, and they are pretty diversified, I feel like, in what they have available.
So, staying in Pennsylvania for a little bit, you have Lancaster Brewing Company, which you actually, didn't you go up and do the Lancaster tour?
So, Lancaster Brewing Company, I believe we stopped at, but we did not do the, no, what we did was Flying Dog. Flying Dog.
Okay.
So we can talk about that in a minute. I can't remember if I talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah, you brought that
briefly,
one.
Briefly. But that, since we're on it, being talked about it, Flying Dog was really cool. Their whole brewery outfit and the ambiance of the store and everything is pretty neat. It's definitely worth, like, going there. And, of course, Flying Dog is another one who's... reputation has sort of grown over the past years. It's really neat to the tour puts an emphasis on the kind of the whole process and the relationship that the creator of Flying Dog had with Hunter S. Thompson, the author of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. The artist who did most of Thompson's artwork is the same guy who does the art for most of the bottles.
Yep.
So that very weird kind of disturbing imagery on the bottles is cool. They have a great tasting station out front, too. So,
nice.
They got a lot of really good beer, too. I mean,
they do, yeah.
It is, a lot of it's very peculiar, but that's kind of their brand.
Yeah, a lot of it's very kitschy. It's one-off. It'll be in for one summer season or one fall season. It'll be in for one quarterly release, and then it'll be done, and you'll never see it again.
But a really good time, and like I say, you could for not very much money, you can sit down and have a nice tasting of four or five beers. Yeah. It's worthwhile.
Yep. So, jumping back into Pennsylvania, Lancaster Brewing Company, their Baked Pumpkin is a really good one.
Yes.
Finishing it off in Pennsylvania, because I do want to move on, Trogues. Trogues right across from Hershey Park. You can't beat it. Go get drunk, then go on the rides, throw up all over the place, then go back and have some more. No. But in all seriousness, Trogues being right up there next to Hershey Park is really cool because you can go up and spend some time. It is a neat tour. They do well with the tasting in the tasting room afterwards as well. So it's definitely worth your time. Rhode Island, again, Rhode Island's so small. They have some really cool stuff, but there isn't a ton going on. So I'm just going to mention this one because, quite frankly, I couldn't think of anything else. Know nothing about them. Foolproof Brewing Company. So I mean, it's got good ratings. People have really enjoyed it. So they're the ones that I'm going to recommend. So South Carolina. South Carolina has some really good ones, but again, it's hit or miss what we can get up here. I don't really even think there's anything we can get up here from them. But Coast Brewing Company, all I know about them is what people have told me, and that is that they are good. So I don't have tons more information, but they have been recommended to me by some pretty good friends, people I trust. So
beer aficionados.
That's right. So South Dakota, again, they're going to have some really good stuff. The Wooden Legs Brewing Company is the one that I go ahead and recommend, Brookings, South Dakota. So the one that I'm going to recommend is the Pogonophilia. Pogonophilia.
Yeah, that sounds like it could get you arrested.
So it is a Russian Imperial Stout. Really a lot of these, their stouts are what, you know, really can set them apart sometimes, from other companies. So, Russian Imperial Stout, Pogonophilia, from, Wooden Legs Brewing Company.
And do we know what Pogonophilia means?
No, and we're just going to leave it out there.
That's okay.
We're just going to leave it out there. I feel like it's better that way. And then if people want to kind of put it up there because they're uncomfortable with it, then we'll let them put it up on Facebook and explain what it means.
It? Okay,
that's right.
Go for it.
Tennessee, I've had some really good stuff from Tennessee. The one, Wiseacre Brewing, they have a really good IPA. And I'm actually just reading this now. They have an Ethiopian coffee milk stout. Gotta get up, gotta get down. So, hey, Ethiopians make great coffee. Could be worth a try. Texas. There isn't anything that I can think of that we get from Texas. I'm trying to think of here in Maryland what we could get, and there is nothing coming to mind. So I'm going to recommend the Franconia Brewing Company.
Just tell people to go
Texas.
To an Alamo Draft House.
There you
it may
go.
Not actually brew beer, but it's awesome.
That's right. Everybody's doing it. Utah Epic Brewing Company. Really yes. Good. We can get that one here, Salt Lake City, Utah. Epic makes some epic stuff. See what I did there?
Yeah, that was impressive. Like?
Like their barrel-aged Imperial Stout. Barrel-aged Imperial Stout. So barrel-aged means that it's going to be aged in some kind of a whiskey, whether it's Wild Turkey, Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, whatever it's going to be. It is good stuff. And I'm trying to remember the specific barreling because I did know that at one point, but it's not coming to mind. But it is a really good one.
So this should be one that people would be able to find at your...
Yeah, they should be able to find it around.
Store.
Yeah, okay. They should be able to find it. I mean, at least here in Maryland. Really, we're speaking from Maryland, what people are finding, because the laws change state to state and even county to county.
We have funky laws anyway.
Yeah. Vermont, UFO.
Yes.
UFO out of Vermont. They make a really dank grapefruit beer. Comes out summertime, you know.
Yeah, it's still out now. You can still get it. It's very good.
Yeah.
They have, I think right now, they've got their, like, UFO has their, like, they're great for beers, but don't they have a like a variety pack of the shandies? I'm probably getting them confused with Traveler. But UFO does, and UFO also has Harpoon, right?
Yes,
the other way around.
Yes,
yeah. So pretty much most of what they do is good, but that grapefruit shandy is excellent,
delicious. Yeah, Virginia again, could sit here and talk forever about Virginia. So many great breweries. The one I'm going to narrow it down to, this one I was disappointed with how it sold in my store, though. It is fantastic beer, but not many people got in on it, and that's Blue Mountain Brewery.
It is really good.
They're in Afton, Virginia. Full Nelson Pale Ale is so tasty. It is.
You think it's the packaging, though?
It doesn't have like fantastic. It's very easy to overlook.
It could be, and it's cans.
Yeah.
A lot of people are turned off by cans. But
I usually am. I only drank it because I think you recommended it.
Yeah. I got to say, people, cans are not what they used to be. If you can, if you have to, just open up the beer and pour it in a glass and get over it, because this is good stuff. This is stuff you need to be trying. Blue Mountain Brewery. And again, Virginia has a lot of great breweries. And, you know, maybe sometime we can, you know, focus on, like, you know, maybe take 20 minutes and focus on one state. And
or take 40 minutes and drive there.
Hey,
go to a brewery.
That's right. Do a live podcast from the brewery.
Well, we have the mic now.
Hey, we
it's
can.
Very,
and we have a computer.
Yeah, it's so subtle no one will even notice we're recording. This monstrosity.
We'll just pack up this whole setup right here.
Yeah, right, just whip it out. Be like, somebody wrote a review of this microphone and noted that it was disturbingly large.
Well, yeah, hey, it's doing the trick, though. Washington, D.C., D.C. Brow, D.C. Brew,
yeah.
Is a great one. They're Citizen. Citizen
yeah,
beer
they're
is,
fantastic.
Yeah, is really nice.
Also at the beer festival.
Yes, they are coming to the beer fest. They better be coming to the beer fest. Punks. But yeah, really good. West Virginia, I'm going to speed through some of these.
Most people do speed through West Virginia. Go for it.
That's right. Mountain State Brewing Company. And all I'm going to say is...
You done took a wrong turn?
It's on the list.
Okay, there you go.
Wisconsin, again, same thing. Just going to, you know, quick mention, Capital Brewing, it's here on the list. Check it out. Wyoming.
You're at the bottom and we're tired.
That's
sorry,
right. And,
guys.
And quite frankly, we are speeding down on time here, let's be fair. Wyoming, Wind River Brewing Company.
Have you had anything from Wind River?
I have. I can't remember what it was. But I have had it before.
Glowing recommendation.
Well, it's funny because typically I will not remember beer that I liked. I'm more likely to remember a beer that I didn't like.
That sounds horrible.
It is. But the reason is because unless you're doing something absolutely horrible...
You're pretty much good with beer.
Yeah, I'm pretty much good with beer. So, you know, unless... And believe me, there have been some... that has just been, but unless you're doing something absolutely horrible, for the most part, I'm good with what people are putting out there. So real quick, want to jump back to Pennsylvania for a second, and then we'll jump right back into Maryland to finish up. Pennsylvania, Yingling.
Yeah.
Got to check out the Yingling Brewing Company up in, Pottstown, PA.
Sure is.
Their claim to fame, they're the oldest brewing company here in America. Really dank tour. Go check it out. Again, yeah, it's Yingling, but it's Yingling. It's history. It's like Sam Adams. Get over yourself. Go take a look at it.
Are you familiar at all? This is a very small sort of out of the way, but I'm going to mention it. We're back on PA. A few years ago, Jen and I went to Adamstown, PA.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. My father, somebody recommended we go up there. It was basically when we tried to find out what was notable about it. It's the antique capital of the world. So that means we basically had nothing to do. but we went to a place called Stout's Brewery,
yes.
Restaurant and pub. Are you familiar with it?
Stout's is great.
I feel like you talk about people, about breweries that are kind of like underrated.
Yeah.
I think it totally is. Nobody knew what I was talking about. Nobody believed it. I was like, no, really, I didn't dream it. It wasn't Children of the Corn. We walked into the restaurant, and next to it, there's like a little village or something there, but it was like completely empty. So we went in there, and they have some really good stuff, and it's like almost like Victorian-style beers, and the restaurant's great. They have some delicious German food and whatnot. So you've had some of their beer?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, Stout's. I agree with you 100%. They are a completely underappreciated brewery.
The Stout's Triple, which is a Belgian Abbey style ale, that stuff was really good. It was like a 9% ABV, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
So
another one in Pennsylvania.
Attached to a great restaurant.
That's right. Check it out. So Maryland, again, we mentioned Flying Dog, we mentioned Brewer's Art. I'm not going to mention Duke Claw because nobody should mention Duke Claw. Duclaw, in my opinion, is completely overrated. And as for hipsters, they've outlived their usefulness and
wow.
to die.
That's not necessarily representative of everybody's feelings on the show. I'm sure Nathan has some Christian charity for you somewhere.
Somewhere, but not with Duclaw. No, I'm kidding. Sort of.
It's not
here's,
bad.
Here's the problem with Duclaw. Duclaw, instead of making two or three really good beers, they make 10 mediocre beers.
That's a fair point. Their restaurant is also junk.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. Like, to me, I lament what Duclaw could be, and that's why I'm so venomous toward
yeah,
them.
Because when they were, like, there are some good ones, but they are overrated, and they mm-hmm. are, like, they're not the best version of what they could be.
Exactly.
Honestly, lots of times I would rather, maybe because it's close by, but I'd rather go over to Red Brick Station and have yeah. a beer over there. Modest little place. They don't really sell their beers on the market, but yeah. it's not bad beer.
Right. And you can actually, you can get your growler filled up there.
Yeah. And the restaurant is better.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yep.
So.
I agree 100%. Just lost my train of thought.
You went on a rant, Maryland.
I
beers.
Did. Yeah. So Maryland, Duclaw, they do 10 mediocre beers. They should be doing three really good ones, and I think that would change them. Heavy Seas is okay. I would put them definitely above.
I really like Heavy Seas. Yeah, I'm a fan.
I'm hit or miss with them. I feel like sometimes they're doing some really good stuff, and hey, this is definitely, you know, this is Heavy Seas quality. And then there are some things where I'm like, you just threw this together because you had a deadline. And
yeah, I mean, but that, I mean, to be fair, that's probably true of a lot of breweries. Like, it's true of breweries that are constantly trying to do something different, I think.
Right.
I mean, you could make the same claim against Flying Dog. You could make the same claim against
sure.
one of them.
Sure. I think the difference is, though, Flying Dog, they have a consistent set of flagship beers that they put out. Heavy Seas, even their flagship, like their Loose Cannon, can be hit or miss. I know sometimes I'll go...
It may be I just don't drink it. I mean, I drink it, but it's not so regular that I might notice.
Sure. I'm really being hard on Maryland here because I expect a lot from the state.
Why? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so the one that I'm going to finish off with, and then Nathan, if you've got one, we'll go ahead and let you finish off. Union Brewing Company.
Yes.
Union Brewing Company is the bomb. Probably one of my favorite breweries here in Maryland. Definitely check them out. They do some great stuff. And I'm not mentioning something specific because I like all of their stuff.
It's really good.
All of their beer is great. Nathan, one that you want to...
So, and their tap room is really cool.
Yeah.
Union, if you are here in Maryland... In particular, if you're in Baltimore, go check it out.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And I think they're going to be at the Beer Fest. They better be at the Beer Fest.
Yeah, I'll go back to that list in a minute. Monocacy Brewing Company?
Not familiar with them.
They're down on New Market Street. I just recently became aware of them. They also have a tasting room and everything. I haven't had it yet, but curious about it.
Sure.
Burley Oak, that's down
Burley
in Ocean
Oak,
City.
Yeah,
that's
Oak
really
is
good.
Good. Yep.
And then I'm... Someone was telling me about Peabody Heights Brewery.
Peabody Heights is all right.
I haven't had it, so...
It's not one that I'd recommend above the others.
Okay.
I'd recommend them above Duclaw and even Heavy Seas, but to me, I prefer Union.
Okay. Now, how about Jailbreak?
Jailbreak, yeah. They're another great one. Yeah, definitely. High-end recommendation on them.
So there's a place that I've been curious about. It's a Barley and Hops Grill and Microbrewery. Are you familiar with this?
No.
It's like off like Urbana Pike.
Huh.
And I've been curious, but I haven't been. So
we'll have to go on a road trip. And,
we need to follow that up with some excursion to some of these local places.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I say, once I can speak to Flying Dog, Heavy Seas has a really cool, like, tour, though.
So yeah, their tour,
about,
yeah.
Like,
it's worthwhile. I mean, again, I like their beer, but it's worthwhile to go either way.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Heavy Seas, I enjoy their stuff. They're hit or miss. When they're on, they're on. When they're off, they're off.
Yeah, and Dogfish Head's cool. You mentioned it earlier, yeah. But they're good. That's mostly what I'm seeing, I guess, in the way of beers. Now, with Baltimore, like we've got the Honey Go coming, the event coming up. We have a few, because we're headed into fall now.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot more of those sorts of beer festivals.
From the beginning of September until the end of October, there is a beer fest going on once a week somewhere.
Are there any that you recommend? I mean...
Honestly, there are so many. If you just type in Beer Fest Maryland,
That's no fun.
I know, right? but they're really.
I'm a big fan of Das Oktoberfest.
Okay,
have you been?
I have not been. I am familiar with it, though.
But they were going to go down again this year, so maybe.
Okay.
Head down. It is primarily. I mean, it's a German festival, so
yes.
they are there in the M&T Bank Stadium parking lot, they take that whole thing out and set it up. And last year they had tons and tons of beer there. They had giant pretzels. They're probably going to move for giant pretzel. But on top of that too, they had a few places that had some bourbon and stuff like that.
Okay.
Whiskey. And you know, they've got all the German food going. So that's a great place, I think. And some polka music and some weird Lederhosen. There was the Fat Belly contest. I'll let you figure out what that is. But it was a fun time. It was a good place to have some really good beers and a lot of really good breweries there. Yeah. Sounds like...
You've got some medieval festivals coming up too, don't we?
We have the Renaissance Festival coming up, which is...
Which usually, I mean, they'll have some good beers at the Renaissance Festivals. A lot of good meads too. Charm City Mead Works, we did not mention them.
They're technically not beer, but they are kind of awesome.
Right, yeah, and it's worth... They are worth checking out.
We should do one of their products on the show.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. I'll go in to the store and find out what's new with them.
And of course, you know, it's big right now. Small Town Brewing Company.
Yes.
Here, but they're going to be at the
Beer Fest.
Yeah. They're who you know, if you not recognize that name off the top, it's the Not Your Father's people.
Yep.
And their cream ale we reviewed earlier in the summer, which I've had several times since then.
Yes. Definitely worth it. So, all right, guys. Again, this is
our review. Talked a lot about beer. I'm not surprised.
And this is, again, this is personal opinion. Every single review that you pull up online is going to be somebody's opinion. So take it for what it is. Hope you enjoyed it.
And trust your own taste. I mean, most of you know what kind of beer you like. And if you don't, this is a good opportunity to kind of get out and try some and figure that out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to go ahead and sign off. We'll catch y'all later.
Take care.
Really shook the pillars of heaven, didn't we, Wang?